When we leave varsity as young people and step into the workplace, there's a lot of concepts that we don't understand, and we only get introduced to those concepts when we step into the workplace, when we leave varsity, when we're done with our studies, and then we begin to familiarize ourselves with concepts that have existed in that space for the longest time. The thing that's sad for me is the fact that most of these concepts aren't even industry specific. It's ideas, concepts, words that exist across industries. One of those words is the concept of value. I remember when I left varsity, I had no idea what it means to create value. And the more I started developing, growing, honing skills that could generate and create value for an employer, the more I started realizing how important it is for me to understand the concept of value. Now, this is not an easy concept to explain for every industry, right? But you can understand it as a concept on its own and then try to apply it to whatever industry you might find yourself in. In fact, if you're a young person right now and you're at school and you're studying, maybe you might be in high school or varsity, the one thing that you need to, first of all, open your eyes to is the fact that the education you are currently receiving is a form of value. Now, I'm explaining this probably at one of the most basic levels because I'm trying not to take for granted the fact that some people truly have no idea of what the word value means. Perhaps you understand it in the sense of your valuables. You know, when someone is speaking about your valuables, they could be talking about your laptop. They could be talking about your couch, your TV, your house, things that are in your pockets, your wallet, your phone, your keys. These are your valuables. These are things that mean something to you. But now, the thing about the term value, what it also means is usefulness, right? Usefulness. And what an even better way of understanding is, of understanding it is, can we translate it or can we convert it to monetary value? So here's what I mean. If you come to me and you say to me, given I can farm, these are my skills, and I feel like these skills can add value to you, but I'm running a radio station, we don't farm. So the skill you have adds no value to me because I cannot take it and translate it into monetary value. This is a concept that's so important to understand. Why? Because when you're younger, you often think that just because you are present in an organization, you are automatically offering it value. What's even worse is that a lot of us young people tend to think that we don't even think about the concept of value. We don't even think of the fact that I need to go to a place and offer value. I'll make an example with someone going into a company, right, and wanting to get a job opportunity there, or maybe even get an internship. You don't realize the degree to which, if they accept you as an intern, they're going to have to spend their time training you. They're going to have to spend their time teaching you the company culture, teaching you where the fax machine is, and how to. And here's the worst part. You're going to have to learn how to do the most basic of tasks. You're going to have to learn how to speak the business language if you're communicating to clients. That is you, whatever value you're adding to the company, they have to subtract the time it takes to train you. They now have to look at what's left, and you might find that you're not even adding value at the end of the day. This is a very, very important concept and idea to understand, because then it puts you in a place and a position where you have a clear understanding of the value that you're able to bring to the table. So not all forms of value need to be translated into monetary value. However, in the context of you being employed and working for someone, you will need to look at it in the sense that when I come with this value that I'm bringing to the table, will this organization be able to convert it into monetary value? And I know that this is very difficult because it's very difficult to do in your part. But here's the gist of it. Here's the gist of it. To add value, you need to have a skill that's relevant for the specific company or job that you're applying for. So in other words, you can't go to a farm and tell them that you have admin skills. right? Whereas the farm doesn't do any administrative work, and this is not something that's important to them, right? And you can't go be a cleaner at a home and tell them that you have coding skills. It adds no value to them. Whenever you add value within a company, you always need to ask yourself, does my skill correlate? And do I actually even have skills, right? You might have learned how to design in a school and think that you have skills, but that's not necessarily how skills work. This is a very important thing to understand. Just because you learned how to edit in a particular school, or you learned how to sing or dance or act, or you learned how to draw, or you learned how to do architectural plans, it doesn't necessarily mean that those skills will translate to a form of value if you even took it to the relevant company. That company might still spend time teaching you how to do it within their context, because what you learned at school offers them absolutely no value. And I know that that might sound very confusing, but let me make an example. If you learned how to design, at least you know how to design. You know how to use certain software. You know how to produce a good-looking design. But you're entering an environment that has a very unique design language. Now they need to teach you all of that. So what you currently know might not even help them. So as a young person, it's very important, number one, for you to start from a place of understanding that you have very little value to offer when you enter any organization. So one of the best things you can do for yourself is to go and find an environment that will allow you to learn to make mistakes. If you know someone who owns a business and they need, for example, someone to do project management, go and learn, go and shadow someone if they have the patience to do so for you. Go and find a friend who is within that industry. Speak with them. Find out from them, like, what does your Monday look like? What does your Tuesday look like all the way up to Friday? Do you liaise with clients? And when you liaise with them, what's the lingua franca that you use within that industry? And what language do you use? Like, how do you close a deal? This is a very important thing for you to understand. So this is how you go about adding value, because that's what we're tackling today, right? We want to understand that as a young person, having recently entered the marketplace and you've just secured a job, how do you create value for your employer? How do you intentionally create value for your employer, right? And I know, because I've also been there, that young people have a tendency to think, for the mere fact that I work for you, I'm bringing value to the table. That's not how it works. You can't marry someone and then now you're with them in a relationship, and by virtue of them being in the relationship, you think they're adding value. The good news, though, is the fact that the concept of value and you learning to build skills that offer value to certain organizations, this is a skill you're going to learn over time. Right. So, for example, if you're building a YouTube channel yourself, your personal YouTube channel, whatever it may be about, and someone comes and says to you that I'm a farmer, I think I can offer value to you. If your YouTube channel is not about farming, they can't offer you any value. If they're giving you vegetables or fruit or whatever, rice or carbs, whatever it is that they're bringing to the table, once it's on the table, how are you going to take that and make it relevant to your organization? Right? Even if they have relevant skills, like, for example, if you're building a YouTube channel and then you find someone who says, I want to edit for you, I learned how to edit in school, but did you learn how to edit YouTube videos? If the answer is yes, you still have to understand, you still have to know, did you learn how to edit my videos? Because I have a particular set of style that I need. And so that's how you need to look at value. This doesn't mean that you need to know everything before you work for someone, but because the good news is the fact that over time, and if they give you once they give you an opportunity, you will learn how to offer value. But this is a concept that we as young people need to become more and more familiar with. The idea of offering value, giving someone value, right? And making sure that the value you're offering to them is also relevant to them. And even if it's relevant to their industry, Is it specific to their needs, their needs as an organization, or their needs as a company? So the question I'm going to leave with you is this: what value would you, if the company you want to hire, you hired you today, what value would you truly bring to the table?
Creating value for your employer. What does it mean to create value for the person employing you is our theme for discussion this evening. And it is a thing that I feel that with the current unemployment rates in South Africa is something that we need to look at. I don't know if you saw, but the president said that they feel that the business side or the businesses in South Africa need to take away the minimum, not the minimum job requirements, but the minimum experience level that is accepted when you apply for a job. They don't want people to be graded according to that anymore, because then more people would be able to apply to a job. Because now you're applying for a job, you see that, listen, you need 4 years work experience, you don't have 4 years, so you don't apply. And they want that to fall away. So how do you create value for your employer? And I believe, irrespective of what field you are working in or whatever you are doing, you should at all stages of life be in such a position that you can further yourself with regards to knowledge or a field of study. And that is how you create value for your employer. I firmly believe that's the best way to create value for your employer. Not all employers would then be able to fund you or to pay you to get, to further your studies. That some employers do that, not all of them do that. But that should be something that you consider at all stages. We should be always open to learning. When you are open to learning, that is how you create value for your employers. Now, that is actually pertaining to life much more than only employing. But the fact that you should be able to learn to further yourself is of crucial importance. Now, that can be studying in a certain field, right? So when you've got your, for instance, not all of us do, but say for instance that you've got your bachelor's degree, you should try and apply for an honors degree. See if you can study to do an honors degree in order for you to further your field of study and to further your knowledge on a specific field. Not only that, if you're, for instance, doing producing on a radio station like Radio Pulpit, you should be, this sounds totally counterproductive, but you should listen to other radio stations and listen how they produce things and see if you can study from them, with them, in order for you to produce a better program on radio. That's how it works. That's what it means when you further yourself. And if you create more value for your employer will see the value, hopefully, again. In a perfect world, this always happens. In the world that we're currently living in, it doesn't always happen. They will see the quality and the value that you are bringing and perhaps give you a better job description or actually give you a raise or actually just make you a manager or a department head of whatever the case might be, because they realize the value. Whenever you work at a company or work for a company, the idea is to get the company to last more than one generation. And actually, you want them to last for generations, right? So the church that I planted, my idea is that this church will remain standing even after I no longer live, to be totally honest. I want it to last for generations. That means that the way that I'm working at church is vastly different than someone that just wants this church to live up until next year or 2 weeks from now. Because then you realize you're not working for the company, or you're not working... Yeah, you're not working for the company, you're working at the company. You're working to further the company. When employers see that you value that, right, that you are able to add value because you want to further the company by furthering yourself, they will obviously reward you for it. Might look different to different people, but they will hopefully in all stages reward you for it, because it is something that is crucial. It is something that will keep the company afloat when times are tough. We see that now with the Vodacom case, with the guy with the please call me thing, that I can't even imagine the amount of money that he must be paid. But it is something, it's an idea that he had that he verbally communicated, and it was furthering the company. Lots of people, I get please call me's still to this day, right? Please call me or call me back, whatever the case might be. And it is an idea because he valued the company. Now, it's also, unfortunately, a good example of valuing going way wrong, but it's something that he tried and he wanted to further the company. Studying to further yourself, well, to further the company, might also work. You need to improve on your skill set at all stages. And that might mean that you need to be teachable at all stages. The Bible actually commands us to be teachable. The Bible actually commands us that you should. There's wisdom in counsel. There's wisdom in people sharing their ideas with you. And not only you thinking you have all the ideas, but actually furthering the ideas, listening to them, and have people surround you. How do you bring value? In the long and short of it, how do you bring value for your employer? What does it mean? Further yourself, further your study field, and be teachable at all stages.